Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Anwar Ephraim, former chief advisor to the mayor of Ankara, international policy advisor, and president of Dragman Strategies. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And today's story. Istanbul's top two mayoral candidates faced off on Sunday for a televised debate a week ahead of a rerun of the mayoral election. In the live debate, the rival candidates largely focused on why a vote rerun will be held on June 23rd. The ruling Justice and Development Party's AKP Bin Ali Yildirim, an Erdogan loyalist and former premier, went head-to-head against the main opposition Republican People's Party CHP candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. The AKP suffered a shock defeat in local elections on March 31st in Istanbul and Ankara after the party and its predecessors had run the two cities since 1994. İmamoğlu, a former district mayor, had won by around 13,000 votes against Yildirim, but Turkey's top election body ordered a rerun of the Istanbul election after a challenge by the AKP, who claimed there were suspicious votes and irregularities. Mr. Ephraim, what was the outcome of the debate last night?
It was a very static debate. The way the format was formed, which, shall we remind your listeners, it was the first debate of its kind for the last 17 years, because the last one was held in 2002. Because of the format or because of the choices of both candidates, there wasn't a room or opportunity for rebuttaling each other, to be honest with you. So it was almost like interviewing both candidates. They just happened to be in the same room sitting right next to one another.
What are the issues that both candidates running on in Istanbul?
We should view the issues being handled in the campaign by both candidates as to prior to March 31st and after March 31st. Mr. İmamoğlu, after March 31st, has been solely almost depending on his case that in the course of events that took place after March 31st with the canceling of the elections, with the decision for the re-elections, that he has been treated on a right manner, that he has not been treated fairly. So that's pretty much what he's been basing his campaign after March 31st. Basically, you know, Mr. Yildirim has been touching on the same issue that he has been treated unfairly, because let's not forget the difference went down from 2/1000% to 1/1000% only after recounting 8.9% of the votes. And he's been, even last night, that all AK Party wanted to do was to recount the votes, and that would have been it, but that had been blocked by CHP. We see that after March 31st, Mr. Yildirim, who's been known as a very much hands-on project guy, had been talking about, till March 31st, a lot of new projects, but in more of a general terms. After March 31st, we see that he's talking about now specific outcomes of those projects, namely that he's actually touching directly the constituents of Istanbul, telling them exactly, specifically, what he's trying to say in terms of new projects.
You are listening to Anwar Ephraim, former chief advisor to the mayor of Ankara, international policy advisor, and president Dragman Strategies. Why did the AKP, which is the ruling party, this is the party of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has been in power for a couple of decades, lose in the latest mayoral elections?
First of all, if we have to name any names as to the losers and winners of this past election, we could certainly say that AK Party and MHP has lost some very important and very keen battles, but they have won the war. Let's not forget the People's Unity, the AK Party of MHP, has sustained just over 52% of the votes in Turkey. If you look at party-by-party comparison, AK Party has again got more than 50% more votes than CHP itself. So if you look at the general outcome, it has actually done one of its best results. But at the same time, it has lost some very flashy, very important leaderships as the mayor of Ankara, Istanbul, Antalya, Adana, Mersin. But also bear in mind, in every city that we talk about, AK Party has sustained overwhelming majority in the city councils. And all of these metropolitan cities we just mentioned, they also have many township mayors in each city. And AK Party has again won an overwhelming majority in each of the cities. So in general, if we look at the numbers, AK Party has sustained its votes. But losing the leadership of the post of Istanbul mayor, Ankara mayor, Antalya mayor, is important. And that's what CHP was able to accomplish. I don't see this result as a CHP win, but I rather see this result as an AK Party loss. But overall, AK Parti has sustained its over 50% majority in Turkey.
How significant is the vote on Sunday?
It is significant, especially Istanbul. It's the biggest city in Turkey, most recognized Turkish city internationally, for sure. If you could do something with this in the next general elections, it will help CHP and other parties that are aligned with them. But if you can't, that's another story. The way it's governed, let's not forget, because AK Parti has overwhelming majority in the councils in all these cities, the mayors will have to work well with the AK Parti side as well.
Anwar Efrem, former chief advisor, international policy advisor, and president of Dragman Strategies. Thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you.